It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
Anger causes you to think irrationally. And so the best thing to do is to just let yourself, give yourself some time. And everybody's different. Some people may need 5 minutes. Some people may need a half a day. I wouldn't suggest going to bed angry because we're told not to do that. But some people may need a little more time than others.
Right.
And so we need to learn to respect the other person's thoughts as far as what they need to do in order to make this relationship better, in order to be able to resolve the current disagreement that we have.
Yeah.
And so communication does come in different forms. You can, I've had clients sit in my office and one person is rolling their eyes, their arms are folded, and the other person is trying to express how they feel, and they're looking at that person, and they can see the rejection of what they're saying already, instead of just being calm and giving the person an opportunity to express how they feel. Because they're entitled to their thoughts.
Right.
Whether they're right or wrong, we have to respect a person's thoughts.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how we feel about them. You know, at the end of the day, that's what my job is, to be able to express to them which ones are right and which ones are wrong, based upon something that's external from the people who are sitting in front of me. So while they're trying to communicate to each other, they need to be patient and sit there and listen and respect the person who's speaking. Another big issue that I've seen is that one person is typically a one-sided conversation. It becomes a sermon. This person goes from one subject to 10 subjects later.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to interact or interject on the first subject, but by the time they stop talking 10 minutes later,
yeah,
they've covered 5 different subjects. Well, what can you come to? Yeah, you can't come to a conclusion on that.
Right.
You know, you have to resolve each issue one thing at a time.
Yeah.
So give the other person an opportunity to speak and pause. Don't be long-winded. Give them the opportunity to interject so it could become a conversation of communication as opposed to being sermonized.
That is really good food for thought, especially the part about being able to meet someone where they are, to respect their opinion or their feelings, whether you agree with them or not. You know,
exactly.
You still have to honor that person, that's their experience.
Exactly.
And so that's one of the things that I have been learning over the last year or so, is that even when I disagree with someone, I still have to respect that. That's their opinion. I don't know what formulated that opinion. They
Correct.
Might, you know, they might have had past experiences that have, you know, colored the way that they see the world now, and it's different than my experiences.
Right.
So being able to, you have to be able to communicate to each other when you're in relationship. And again, it doesn't matter if you're intimate, friendship, whatever. When you're in relationship, be able to say, you know what, I need a minute. That didn't sit well with me. Or, you know, I need some time to process that. And I think
right.
That's where a lot of couples and people in general, their relationships start to split, because they don't know how to articulate that. They don't
right.
know how to say, you know, I just need some time. And
right.
the other person doesn't know how to respect the fact that they do need to take some time to process that.
Right. Correct. Correct.
This has been wonderful conversation. It's Full Circle. We're going to take a quick break. It's 97.5 KDEE, Sacramento's number one community station. I'm your host, Miss Wanda, and we'll be right back.
Empowering women through conversation. This is what she does. She is Miss Wanda, and this is Full Circle on 97.5.
We're back. It's 97.5 Sacramento's number one community station. It's Full Circle, and I am your host, Miss Wanda. Thank you so much for joining us on a very special edition of Full Circle, coming from the male's perspective when it comes to relationship. And it's really important that we have this conversation. To hear as women kind of what the mind of a man and what men are thinking and the male perspective in when it comes to relationships. So I'm here with my guest, Michael Levester. He is an author, he is a coach, he is a speaker, and he wrote this wonderful book that you need to pick up. It's called We Need to Talk, and it's Enjoying Healthy Relationships Today, Tomorrow, and Forever. We started the conversation about the foundation of a relationship. So we talked about how communication, trust, and love are at the foundation. I want to transition a little bit, because there is one thing that is, I think, that is really hurting us as a society today. And it seems to me that we as a whole, and I'm just saying, you know, we in general are becoming more and more selfish in society. You know, selfies, you know, we are only thinking about ourselves. I got mine, you get yours. I'm protecting mine, you protect yours. And we're losing, in some regards, we're losing community because of that. But let's talk about how selfishness kind of permeates its way into relationship and what that looks like.
Absolutely. And then ultimately, I'm sure we'll be able to segue into the next thing that I wanted to discuss. Five things that will allow a woman to be empowered, for, you know, because there's things she needs to understand in order to gain that empowerment.
And now you're talking about understand about a man, right?
Both.
Okay.
Herself
right.
And a man.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, that is true. These days, people are totally into themselves. You see them, like you said, taking selfies. You see the way they dress, the way they act, the way people think. Everything, by the way, stems from your thoughts. Your thoughts and your feelings combined is what make up who you are, makes up your moral character. And when you have selfishness in any type of relationship, it will not last. It will not last because, as we just said earlier, in order for you to have a healthy relationship, we need to learn to respect the other person's thoughts and feelings, whether they're right or wrong. And if we are being selfish, we won't do that. We won't do that. We will shut down. We will say this is the way it's supposed to be. And that's all there is to it. But the problem with that is, who died and made your way the right way?
Right.
You know, who made you the king of all knowledge and wisdom,
right.
You know? And so instead of us thinking that, hey, you know what, maybe I could be wrong about this, mm-hmm. and give it some thought, we want to maintain our pride and our selfishness. And we say, no, it doesn't matter how you feel, Wanda. I say it should go this way, and that's all there is to it. And you typically hear that with the male figure.
Yeah.
Because I'm a man, you're a woman, and you will do what I say because I'm the head of the house.
Right.
Well, we have examples when the head of the house isn't always right. We had that through Sarah and Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And God had to tell him, hey.